Get relaxed and comfortable in your chair and take a deep, deep breath. And give yourself permission to be relaxed for this meditation. We're going to explore a couple of states of awareness. One of them won't be that comfortable, but know this, that when we do enter into that state, you'll be able to get out of it quickly by the prompts I give. Let's begin. Imagine yourself on an energetic hovercraft or a magic carpet. You're very comfortable on it. You're floating in the air. Your story is below you, but it shows itself to you as ribbons of energy, always moving, always morphing, always in motion. You are high enough above this energy to notice different colors. The areas of your life where you get stuck or have gotten stuck may show up to you as a ball of light. Just allow whatever comes up for you to show up in your mind's eye. If you don't see visually, just know that you are above moving energy, because your story is energy and nothing more, nothing less, for you are also energy. Your hovercraft moves quietly and gently without a sound above the energy of your story. Look at all the different colors. Just follow along, for you are always a story in motion. You're never going to stay in one place, even if it seems that sometimes you're stuck. Notice how you're never stuck for long. Watch the energy move like waves, and remember, you are above it, not part of it. Now imagine your story entwining with other people's stories, adding more energy waves. You begin to recognize there is more than you. There are more stories than yours. Your story may be waves of energy, and your story intersects with other people's stories too. Allow yourself to notice how this intersection of stories begins to form the fabric of reality. Impersonal or personal, it doesn't matter. Everything is moving. Everything intersects. Lines going one way, lines going another way, always moving. Stories are moving energy. Now allow your hovercraft or your magic carpet to go closer to the energy. Notice how you feel when you move a little closer. Notice what happens when you get closer and closer again. Are you more personal about the story you see? When you are far enough away, you don't see details. All you see is energy. Let yourself move into the details now. Get as close as you can so you can allow yourself to tune into it. Maybe you hear sounds, voices. You're into the story itself, the people, the feelings, the emotions, the perceptions. The closer you get, the more identified with it you become. What would happen if you stepped off your hovercraft or magic carpet and stepped into the story? Do you notice more noise? Can you hear details of stories now? Are you inside your current story? Let go. And let yourself fall into it for a moment and take note of the shift in your body. How do you feel? What's happening in your mind compared to how you felt? And what was or was not happening in your mind when you were high above the energy? Now just allow your eyes to be slightly open. Remain in a meditative state. You're going to want to journal now. Just write down the difference of how it feels to be inside the energy versus hovering above it. Just make a few notes, nothing major, nothing long. Allow yourself to identify with the energy while you journal. Considering, I am this, I feel this, I'm in it and I can't get out if that's the truth. In that moment, is that how you feel? When you are inside your story, can you imagine getting out of your story? Just let yourself be there. Just so you can tell what it feels like before we change it. Now we're going to change that. We don't want to stay there too long. Allow yourself to climb back on your hovercraft or magic carpet and just notice the difference. As you begin to rise up in the air, you're still close enough to see, but hovering just above. So you can observe it, observe your story and the stories of others without it being about you. These are stories. That's interesting. You are now in the observer. This place, just beyond the personal self, the identifier self, is the position through which we are free to co-create our intentions. We can course correct with fluidity, or remain to learn whatever lesson has chosen us, because we are not identifying with it. We are observing. Now allow the hovercraft or magic carpet to take you high enough so that all you see is moving energy and light. You're no longer seeing the details, the imagined scenarios you play out in your head, these conversations you wish you had, or that you actually had, or the perceptions that you had about your reality at that time. Move high enough, and let's just look at it as if it's energy and lines moving like highways of light, where you see no details, just energy, lines and lines of energy intersecting to create the fabric of life. As soon as you make the shift from one experience to the other and are high enough to observe the energy, allow yourself to get centered. Place your left hand over your heart. That always reminds you to be grateful. Take a deep, deep breath and write about your experience in your journal, focusing on explaining the process you went through, the feelings of moving from being in the fray, identified with what's going on, versus moving up and into a place to observe. You can always come back to this meditation, to do this again and again, to practice being engaged inside, stuck in the details, identified with a story, and moving just above it so that all you see is energy and light. Practice as many times as you can. Remind yourself, it's another version of getting on your bird. It's gentle, another way for you to practice being above and being in, being above and being in, above and in, so you start to recognize how it feels to move between worlds.